Next, we'll play a game about famous boats. Can you imagine if Noah's Ark happened today? He'd have to run so many Instagram accounts for those animals. Let's meet our contestants. First up, Ryan Greenberg is visiting from Boston, where you teach theater to 6th and 8th graders. Would you ever live on a boat?
Oh, heavens no.
No?
No. You don't. I get wicked seasick, which means like I would have the seasick bracelets on all the time. They're not cute, and like sometimes they also don't work. Yeah. So like I wouldn't be able to eat ever.
You know what is cute? Your use of wicked.
Thank you.
Ryan, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Your opponent is Isaac Villicana. You were a nurse in Texas, but now you're a software engineer in New York.
I know, quite the switch.
Isaac, would you ever live in a boat?
Most definitely not. Okay. No. I'm claustrophobic, and just knowing that I'm on a boat surrounded by water and I can't escape, it's terrifying. I can't.
You will hate New York. Wait a second.
I'm actually moving to Boston, too.
You're moving to Boston? Yeah. Isaac, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Remember, Ryan and Isaac, whoever has more points after two games will go to our final round. All right, so when we asked our guest musician, Julian Villard, what sort of music parody would you like to do? He requested yacht rock. What exactly is yacht rock?
It describes music from the late 1970s and early 80s that has a sophisticated pop rock sound and also some nautical references.
All right. So it's as if rock and roll took a Dramamine.
That is correct.
Okay, perfect.
In this game, we rewrote yacht rock classics to make them about real and fictional sea vessels. Ring in and tell me what I'm singing about. If you get that right, for a bonus point, you can name the original yacht rock song or artist who made it famous. Here we go. It came from somewhere back around Plymouth Way. It brought dissenting Protestants trying hard to make the trip and not come down with scurvy. In the New World, it lands near Cape Cod, a rock to mark the spot. Never coming near Virginia, its goal dropped off those pilgrims who colonized the joint. Ryan.
The Mayflower?
You are correct. And for an additional point, can you name the song?
Nope.
That is What a Fool Believes by the Doobie Brothers.
Oh, okay. That's right.
These songs are going to get a lot more obscure. Okay. That was the number one hit.
Oh, no.
Here we go. 'Cause this Cold War submarine has got a stealth drive its unseen Jack Ryan detects. Captain defects. Isaac.
Jack Ryan, that would be Hunt for Red October.
Correct, you are right. And can you name the song or the artist?
Piano Man. No clue.
Wow. Wow. Way to just stab him in the heart.
No, that was not Piano Man, Isaac. That was Give Me the Night by George Benson. You think this boat name is stupid, 'cause you let the internet choose. Now this yellow sub gathers facts on climate change. Not so dumb now. Ryan.
Bodie McBoatface.
You are correct. Ryan, can you name this? No, you can't
nope,
name the
no,
song.
No.
These are hits, Ophira.
I know.
These are hit songs. That was the Kenny Loggins classic, This Is It.
Oh.
Does this mean I never get to pick a game again?
No.
Okay.
Are you kidding? This is perfect.
Great. Let's continue. Next one. Ancient Greece, that's our setting. Golden fleece, that's what he's getting. On this boat, young Jason's quest won't cease.
I'm sure everyone's psyched when the first part of the clue is ancient Greece. They're like, oh.
It's also the name of a Best Picture winner directed by Ben Affleck.
Argo?
Yes, you are correct. And?
Nope, no.
You don't know the song?
Julie, no.
You
no.
Sure? It's a classic.
I Da, da, da.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Okay. It is He's So Shy by the Pointer Sisters.
That's a good
Let's
one.
Slow clap that out. Slow clap that out. This is your last clue. I keep obsessing about that big white sperm whale. I keep processing that big bite he took out of my leg. We keep progressing about this whale ship. I keep obsessing.
I feel like you...
So the book is Moby Dick.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Right, okay. Yeah. And it's Don't Call Me Ishmael.
I see what you're doing here.
And...
I know. Here's a hint. It's also the name of a pizza place in Chicago.
The boat is called Sal's.
Yeah. Like Vinny's too?
That's good.
Good guess. That is not correct. Isaac, would you like to steal?
No clue.
The boat is the Pequod?
Oh, no.
And the song is I Keep Forgetting, parentheses, Every Time You're Near, end parentheses, by Michael McDonald, solo, not with the Doobie Brothers.
Great game. Ryan is in the lead. Hey, Ask Me Another is heading to Texas. We're going to San Antonio, Houston, Dallas, and Austin. And if your favorite thing about Texas is the Texas Instruments Calculator, you should be on our show. Info about tickets and how to be a contestant is at amatickets.org. Coming up, we'll talk to Arturo Castro, who created and stars in the Comedy Central sketch show Alternatino. And as per my mother's request, I'll ask him, what's the difference between a sketch and a skit? I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.